Luke chapter number 15, very familiar scripture. Let's all stand. Wouldn't mind just stand just for a moment that we might reverence God's word. Begin with verse number 11. The word of God said, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. There wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. He went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. He would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. No man gave unto him. When he came to himself, boy, I love to, do you remember that phrase right there? When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to the servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Amen. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. They began to be merry. You may be seated. I thank God for the reading of his precious word tonight. I'm glad that there's a trail back out of the far country. Heard somebody say one time, they said that sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you much more than you want to pay. Oh, but I'm so glad tonight. There's a loving Father that cares for us. And let me say something before I get into this message. You can be sitting in the house of God Sunday after Sunday and be in the far country in your mind and in your heart. This story is very plain. It says here that there's a young man come to his father and said, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. The Bible said he went into the far country and he wasted his living, wasted his all his father had given him with riotous living. There's been a lot of young people, a lot of middle-aged people, a lot of elderly folks sometimes that can go down into the far country and waste everything you've got with riotous living. This was his choice. He decided to go into the far country. And I wonder what makes a person want to go into the far country anyway. I believe this young man, he got tired of the control at the house. Listen at me. I say everybody that goes into the far country, they get tired of the control at the house. They don't want a father telling them what to do. And listen to me. I'm not being mean tonight, but a lot of you young people, listen to me. This was a young person. Didn't want to have no control at the house. We're not careful as young people. Boy, it's getting worse in this day. I mean, show no respect for the parents, for the father and the mother. And listen to me. The first commandment with promise is to honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. You young people, don't listen to the world. Don't listen to all the pressure from every side. I mean, listen, don't get tired of the control at the house. If you've got a mom and dad at home that loves you, you ought to respect them. They love God. You ought to respect God, this young man. He got tired of the control at the house. I want to come in when I want to come in. I want to go where I want to go. I want to do what I want to do. And he said, give me what falls to me. And he went down into a far country and wasted all of that with riotous living. Let me say something right here. A good name is rather to be chosen than silver and gold. You go down into a far country, you can lose your good name. A good name is not something that's just conveyed upon you. It's something you have to earn. You have to earn respect. Respect is not just something given to you. It's something that you've got to earn. So this young man goes down into the far country and wastes all of his father's living with riotous living. Not only, amen, does he get tired at the control at the house, but then the next time you find him, you'll find out there's some conviction in the hog pen. Listen, hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil can paint you a pretty picture. He can tell you how good it looks down yonder in the far country, but he don't never flip the other side of that picture. He'll paint you a picture, tell you how wonderful things would be and what a big time you can have. We need to have a spirit like Moses had. We'd say we didn't want, amen, to have the pleasure of sin for a season, but rather, amen, to choose the affliction with the children of God. He'll paint you a pretty picture and tell you what a big time you'd have. All of these folks, listen to me, all these young folks and middle-aged folks and people that went down, amen, to the house of God, went down yonder into the far country and wasted their living in riotous living. I'm sure the devil painted them a beautiful picture. Boy, you go have a time down there. It's gonna be good. You're really gonna have something. Hollywood's trying to paint all these pictures today. How great sin is. I tell you, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hey, Hollywood will paint you some pictures. He'll show that beer and all how wonderful it is to go to these parties, but he won't show you the backside of that. He don't show you the backside of the picture, how that it's wrecked lives, it's ruined lives. Amen. Drugs tonight has ruined a lot of our young people's lives. Illicit sex tonight will ruin your life. He don't show you the other side of that. But down yonder in the far country, when you don't want the control at the house, you'll end up down yonder in the hog pen. Listen to me. It's not joyous down there in the hog pen. You get down there, go to eat with them hogs, you'll wish you never got there. You say, preacher, why are you preaching that? Because that's what God put on my heart. Oh, I'm glad there's a God that loves us. It'd be better not to never get down in the hog pen. It'd be better never to leave the house of God. It'd be better never to go down yonder, amen, the way of the world. It'd be better to stay with God. Amen. You listen to me. Not just young people the devil's after. He's after middle aged. He's after elderly. You don't get too old to forsake God's house and go down into the far country looking for a big time. I'm going to tell you, the best time you'll ever have is in the house of God. Amen. Amen. Lord, praise God. Lord.
You're right. Amen.
I can show you another story in the Old Testament. A couple left Bethlehem, Judah, house of bread, went down to Moab, lost everything they got. Happiest day, amen, of her life. When Don't preach the Lord. I feel the preacher. Somebody singing to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
You looked around. You seen tears of joy coming down the saints of God's face. You seen mamas rejoicing. You seen daddies excited. Way down in your spirit.
Amen.
You said, I remember when that was me. Oh, I remember when we communed together. I remember when we died together. When we walked together, and I remember might get tired of the control at the Father's house, but I promise you, there's conviction in the hot pen.
Yeah,
after a while, the picture will begin to turn.
Yeah.
You know, you'll say, is it not like I thought it gonna be?
Yes.
I ain't got this joy and peace like I thought it gonna be. I'm down here eating with the hounds. Hey, conviction in the hog pen.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I better pray for my young. I got a boy out of the will of God. If he's ever been saved, I don't know which. I just go with him. I want him to get what daddy's got.
Yeah.
You say, preacher, why do you want him to get what you got? Because I know what I got's real. I know what I got will carry me over. I know what I got's the real deal. I want him to get what I got. I want God to get a hold of it. Amen. Only way that can happen, there got to be some conviction.
God bless you. You're right.
I know I'm on target.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Conviction in the hog pen. I'm glad, thank God, preacher, one day down there in that hog pen.
Yeah.
Looking eye to eye with the hogs. I don't think it just happened all of a sudden. He'd been eating them old hogs. He'd been feeding them old hogs. He'd get worse every day. Couldn't find no victory. One day he got that hog in the high and he came to himself. He came to himself. He got up and looked towards home. He said, listen. He might have been talking that hog. I don't know. But he said, listen. He said, the servants in my father's house have not bread and enough to spare. And I look back towards home. He said, I will arise. Hallelujah. I'll arise and go back to my father's house. I'm glad, hallelujah, there's hope. Not just this. God, I'm not going to preach long. I'm going to preach what God put in my heart, and I'm going to shut up. What got you down there, boy? What got you down there?
Yeah.
I didn't want no control at the Father's house. I didn't want to do what that Bible said. I didn't do what the Spirit of God said. I want to go down and have a big time with the rest of them.
Right.
I want to live it up with the rest of them.
Yeah.
You know why the rest of them can get along down there? Because they belong to this world.
Right.
They can get along
because
they belong to this world.
Right.
But if any man be in Christ, you can't get along down there.
Amen.
He'll chasing you. He'll scorn you.
Amen.
He taketh every son whom he receiveth because he loves us. Every now and then, I ain't doing just right sometimes in my thinking. Now don't look at me, saint of God, go like this.
Yeah.
My attitude sometimes, and I feel a heaviness come over me. I feel a heaviness in my heart. It breaks me down. I'll get down before God, and I'll say, God, I want to thank you for this scourging. I want to thank you for this chastening. And tell me I'm yours. Hallelujah. Every lick he's ever laid on me, it's been because he loves me and he cares for me.